Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Our guests this week are two brothers who recently came up against each other in their local young farmer competition. Callum and Archie Woodhouse took out the top two spots of the East Coast FMG Young Farmer Competition held in Masterton recently. However, it was the younger brother, Archie, who ultimately came out on top, besting his brother and other aspiring young farmers to snag a spot in the national finals later this year. They spoke with Janina Schwanaker about the running sibling rivalry.
Do you two want to introduce yourselves?
My name is Archie Woodhouse and I am 22 years old and I've just come back to the family farm after 4 years studying agriculture at Lincoln University.
I'm Callum Woodhouse, 24 years of age, and I'm currently working as a product specialist for Holter Limited, and I'm based up in the Waikato at the moment.
Now, Archie, I understand you've beat out other aspiring young farmers, including your brother Callum, to take out the East Coast FMG Young Farmer of the Year. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, it was cool to get a win there. It was a bit intimidating knowing that he's breathing down my neck, but yeah, it was good to meet a whole lot of different people from different clubs and test their skills up against each other.
How did you feel for your younger brother taking the top title, though, Callum?
Yeah. No, it's awesome. I couldn't have been happier to see him take it out, and it's exciting the journey that he's got ahead, and we'll be able to help him out as much as possible with that.
Was it your first time taking part in the competition?
No, I previously competed in the Tasman region when I was at university, but this is the first time competing in the East Coast now that I'm living and working up here on the family farm.
So you both come from a farming family, and I understand you both studied at Lincoln, is that right?
Yeah, we're both brought up here on a sheep and beef farm just out of Ikerhona, and then, yeah, we've both been to Lincoln University. Callum's a few years older than me, but yeah, we both studied down there, and then this year we've both been back home on the family farm, which is nice to be able to work with family again and sort of give it a go for farming.
And did you find that the sibling rivalry was a help or a hindrance in this case?
Oh, I think it was a help, knowing that Callum's very switched on, both practically and academically. I think it was nice having a bit of familiar competition.
And you, Callum?
I think it was a healthy competition there. Surprising, even though having grown up on the farm together, our experiences elsewhere have led to different skill sets. It was cool to see that play out on the day.
What was your favourite part of the competition?
Probably actually the exam, having come off the back of 4 years at university, I was pretty comfortable sitting down and articulating my ideas and getting it down on paper. So I really did enjoy that. But by the same token, I enjoyed the practical side of it. Having been on farm for a couple of months now, it was nice to put some of those practical skills to use in things like fencing, which was part of day-to-day of farming, really.
And you, Callum?
Ooh, I enjoyed the farmlet. It was, it was real fun, and it puts your working under pressure to test. It's probably the part I enjoyed the most of the farmlet.
And was there a least favourite skill set that you had to try out?
There was a fisheries module, which was pretty tricky because I'm more of a land-based animal.
And you, Archie?
There were some modules that pushed me a bit outside my comfort zone. For example, there was a horse-based module, something that I've had very little experience with. But it was nice to be challenged and work out maybe some areas I need to brush up on before grand final. Grand final is the 11th to 13th of July in Hamilton.
That'll be a nice chance for you and your brother to catch up. I understand Callum's just moved to Waikato.
That'll be good to go up there and catch up with him again.
And what's next for you both now?
Yeah, so the next 3 months will be a bit of preparing and a bit of studying and sort of learning as much as I can before grand final in July, which will be great. So yeah, it'll be a busy next few months just figuring out sort of all the areas to brush up on, and using some contacts to learn some new things. It'd be touching up on some practical skills and learning some new skills that potentially could be tested on. And then again, learning a bit of theory, agricultural general knowledge is an important part of it. And yeah, just trying to sort of expand my knowledge base and be in the best position to have a crack at grand final.
And what's next for you, Callum?
For me, yeah, I'm based up in the Waikato for the next 6 months, working with Holter doing R&D. But Archie's not going to be far away, so be able to help him out with his preparations towards grand final.
It was lovely speaking with you both, and congratulations again.
Thanks. Cheers for taking the time to hold the interview.
Thank you so much for your time. It was great to talk. Thank you very much.
Archie Woodhouse and his brother Callum Woodhouse speaking with Janina Schwanaker after the recent East Coast FMG Young Farmer competition. Archie's soon off to the FMG Young Farmer of the Year Grand Final in Hamilton, where he'll battle it out against other young farmers from around the country in July.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.